Welcome to Palm Valley. Set within the Finke Gorge National Park, visiting Palm Valley is like stepping into a prehistoric time warp. It's hard to imagine, but millions of years ago, this area was covered in tropical rainforest. Palm Valley is actually a leftover from the Jurassic era, when Central Australia was a much wetter place. Over time, the climate changed, creating the vast hot deserts we see today. But small pockets of forest managed to cling on and survive. Palm Valley is one of those pockets, and it contains some of the rarest plants in Central Australia, including the red cabbage palm and the West MacDonald cycad. So let's drive down into the valley with local ranger Leanne Rathbone, who will introduce us to the park.
So you're starting to get springs coming up now because the evaporation rate is decreasing, and you can just see in there, there's a bit of water. Oh, can you see it?
Yeah, you can see the reeds in there.
Yeah, and they're starting to go green again, and you can see the browner reeds on the edge where it's been drier for longer. And you can also see here how the water comes out the rocks. Over winter, this creek here has a big spring at the top of the creek, and that'll actually start flowing and will trickle all the way down.
My name's Leanne, and I'm a ranger at Finke Gorge National Park.
This is Sarkare Gorge, which is probably the first large gorge or big gorge that you come to before the valley, and it's really known for the sarkheads. You'll see lots of sarkheads on the cliff face, and it's a really ideal environment. As you can see, it's in the shade at the moment, and it stays that way for most of the day, so it's not getting affected by the sun not drying out as much, so it creates a moister, cooler environment for the sarkheads to grow.
And are the cycads as old as the cabbage palms?
As a species, they're actually a lot older. They were one of the first types of plants that existed on Earth. Them and club mosses and conifers and things like that. And then the flowering plants came along in about the Jurassic time. That's when the cabbage palms came along. Sarkare Gorge is usually the photo that promotes Palm Valley. You'll see as we come around the corner, that when you look back, that's the photo that's usually in the brochures. So, and that usually has a fair bit of water in front of it, and it stores quite a bit of water.
Palm Valley gets its name from the red cabbage palm. These tall tropical trees look more suited to northern Queensland than they do the deserts of Central Australia. But these relic plants have managed to survive dramatic changes over millions of years. The unique combination of shade and water has created what's known as a microclimate, allowing these plants to survive. There are only 3,000 adult palms in the park, so they're incredibly rare. Let's take a walk into the valley, where Leanne will explain more about the palms. So we're sitting underneath a lovely shady grove of cabbage palms. Can you explain the significance of these amazing plants?
Well, the Central Australian red cabbage palm is significant because it's a relict plant, which means it comes from a different era or a different time, which is not unlike a vintage car, which is something that represents a different time in our history. And the cabbage palms come from the Jurassic time, when the climate was a lot wetter and most of Australia was dominated by rainforest. They're a rainforest plant, which is obvious. As you can see, they grow straight and upright, and they have these big, thick green leaves that are really good at catching sunlight, but also really good at losing moisture. So they're not really suited to the desert environment at all. Hence why they're growing like they are here. You can see how they all clustered together. They're on a sandy bank. There are lots of them in one spot. This is an ideal setup for the palms because they can support each other then when it is a bit windier, and it creates a nice shady environment for the seedlings to come up. So they can grow to about 26 metres in height, roughly, give or take a bit. They are prolific seeders. As you can see, the seed is covered by a fleshy outer layer. It looks a bit like a marble. It's almost the size of a marble, a little bit smaller. Not much eats the seed. A few birds will eat the fleshy outer layer, but the centre bit eventually will lay on the ground and hopefully germinate. They do not have a very high germination rate, and they only tend to germinate when the conditions are right. So that's not very often. So it is best to leave as many seeds available for that opportunity as possible.
But how do the palms manage to get water? The answer lies in the rocks around us. Palm Valley is spread across a large expanse of highly porous rock. The rock soaks the water up, just like a sponge, then stores it underground in large aquifers. While you're walking through the park, keep an eye out for small white patches on the ground. These salty deposits are evidence of water seeping out from the porous rock.
The rocks in this area are known as Hermannsburg sandstone, and they're part of the Kritschauf Range. They are a very porous rock. If you just have a listen to this, I'll just knock one rock against another. You can hear that it's not a very sort of solid sounding rock, and the porousness of this rock makes it really good at absorbing water. So it's a bit like a sponge. It'll absorb water, and this water then gets stored in aquifers below the surface, and because the area is on a slight tilt, it actually is able to come out in these creeks, such as Palm Creek, which we're looking at now, and this provides a permanent water supply for the palms.
Palm Valley is one of the few places where you can see remnants from the Jurassic era, but it hasn't always been so pristine. Like many places around Central Australia, Palm Valley has been badly damaged by feral animals. These days, the park's feral animal control program has turned the park around, and now many of the native animals are flourishing.
Palm Valley was obviously a really good water source for these cattle, so they used to walk in and out here all the time. And then you ended up with the feral horse problem, and up until 1991, I think, there was in the late 80s to the early 90s, there was a continual eradication program that took place, and over this time there were thousands of horses removed. People who came here probably in the 70s would probably remember driving along and seeing herds of horses just running off the side of the road. So times have changed, and the park has recovered dramatically since then. We have since fenced the park strategically. Because there's no competition for food, animals such as the black-footed rock wallaby have just exponentially grown almost. Their population has increased profoundly to the point now where people see them regularly in the valley.
Well, that's the end of our tour of Palm Valley. While you're here, there's plenty of short walks you can do. Palm Valley is also a great spot to roll out the swag and go camping. The camping ground has full toilet and cooking facilities. Our next stop on the tour is the remote community of Hermannsburg. From here, it's a short drive back to the main road. Take the turn off to Hermannsburg, and I'll meet you at the historic precinct, where we'll learn about the settlement's history from one of the locals.